Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Igniters, soul sister Pam Eller, known as Ella, is a love coach, creator of the Goddess in Body movement and co-founder of The Love Map. She works with the brave souls, men and women who choose ever greater levels of self-mastery and self-love. An author, speaker, teacher, healer and tantra guide, Pam Eller has created a rising of women across the world by calling all women to embrace their goddess, to ignite their inner fire and claim their brave. With her real raw energy, she's appeared on The Morning Show, Triple J Radio, guest speaker at Sexpo, a contributing author to Your Wellbeing, Sunrise Edition, and is a regular guest contributor for magazines, top blogs and podcasts. Here is a beautiful person full of wisdom. Hi Ella, welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hello beautiful Leanne, it's so wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for the privilege and honour.
Oh, I'm so excited that you can share your story with us today.
Oh, yay. I can't wait.
Can we get started?
Please, go for it.
Excellent. All right. Now, do you want to tell us just what's happening for you right now, where you're at, right at the moment?
Well, right now at the moment, I'm just feeling into my body and I am in a full state of gratitude. I'm grateful for every single thing that has got me to this point right here, right now. And it's been, what a ride. I can't even describe the trials, the tribulations, the turbulence, the epic highs, the lows, the peace, the calm, the in-between, the light, the dark, the great. It's all there. And I'm grateful for every fucking moment of it. And it's just the best.
Excellent.
That's where I'm at.
So do you want to tell the listeners what sort of thing you actually do? Like what's your business all about?
So I am a teacher, a healer, a tantra guide. I'm also a business coach with a difference. And this is really where life finds me at the moment, is at a really I'm at a transitional point in my life, both personally and professionally, where I'm starting to marry all my skills with the entrepreneurial business side of things alongside the tantra and the sacred sexuality and the transformational life coaching side of things. So when these two things marry and combine, because really what we're dealing with, when we're dealing with tantra, we're dealing with life force energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter whether you're an entrepreneur, a coach, a star salesperson, a big CEO of a corporation, it doesn't matter. You are life force energy. So when you learn how to weave and channel it into every area of your life in a positive and productive way, it's very natural that our business, whatever our business may be, is going to benefit greatly. And that's really where I'm at the moment, is starting to marry the two and really stepping into showing people how to access this energy to affect great change in their business.
Yeah, love it. So what about your story? Where have you actually been?
So how long have we got?
As long as you want.
So my story, just to touch on things, I just want to really demonstrate for people that I've really swung from both ends of the pendulum, both ends of the spectrum. I've been to some of the lowest lows and I've seen some really high highs. And my story really began, I'm 36 years old. My mum is a clinical psychologist, sex therapist, hypnotherapist. So it kind of runs in the family. She's the cognitive head side of things and I'm more the mind, body, spirit side of things. My parents separated when I was 8. And my life took a very different turn. I was a really creative child. I had so much energy, so much sparkle, so much life force, but it wasn't directed cleanly. And so When I speak about life force to people, I liken it to the sun, to the power of the sun, yeah, as a metaphor. And what that means is that if the sun wasn't directed in a positive way towards the planet, it would burn everything up, right? That's kind of what life force energy does if it's not channeled. So my life force energy, when my parents separated, wasn't channeled, didn't have a positive outlet. So I ended up burning myself up from inside out. I was sabotaging my life. I was on drugs. I had an eating disorder by the age of 16. I developed a really massive breasts at the age of 11. So I had a breast reduction when I was 16. So realistically, I've gone from body dysmorphic disorder, eating disorders, drug addiction, sex addiction, any kind of addiction, anything that I could put into my body to change the way that I felt because I was so full of dis-ease, into investing every second that I wasn't doing drugs on personal development. So really for the last 21 years, I've been heavily immersed in personal development and transformation, living as this walking, talking juxtaposition in my body. And that's really about 6 years ago when I embraced the sacred sexuality side of things and learnt Tantra, my life completely transformed. That's when I came home to my body as my temple. And before then, I'd already got off the drugs in 2004 and really immersed myself in the business side of things. So I managed a martial arts academy for 6 years. I grew that place by 400%. I was headhunted by other academies through Melbourne and businesses in the health and wellness arena because that was really my transformation, health and wellness. I was transforming the action that I did. I was so into fitness and health and well-being. And that was fantastic, but that was the doing. But my being, the being of all that I was still not peaceful. It wasn't calm. So the sacred sexuality side of things brought the more balance in. And I started to step away from the business side of things and just totally immerse myself in the world of sacred sex, tantra, feminine embodiment, working with men, women, and couples, really empowering them to access their innate gifts. And now this is where you find me today, is kind of embracing the entire spectrum, the light, the dark, everything in between. And as I said, just being grateful for all of it. I wouldn't take back any of those experiences. They are what make me who I am today. And it means I can relate to a hell of a lot of people because I've been there. I teach from my experience. I work with the brave and I teach my own medicine.
Yeah. So you talked a couple of different tipping points there. Were they like lightning bolts or were they a bit more of a slow rumble?
I'd say the slow rumble built to a cataclysmic explosion that was in 2004 when I went into rehab for the last time. And I was introduced to Narcotics Anonymous and that really saved my life. No one thought I was going to live to 21. Mm. That's the honest truth. So when I realized that I needed to take drugs out of my system and that I actually wasn't responsible for any other person, place, or thing. That was when the weight of the world came off my shoulders. I've born an empath, like I just feel everything. So many of the humans on this planet are empaths also. So we get rocked to our foundations because we don't know where we begin and where others end, if that makes sense. Like we're so caught up in the matrix, as I call it, which is this, yeah, this world around us. We actually lose ourselves in that process. So it's really about the journey of stripping back the bullshit, stripping back the layers that aren't us to find our authentic self and our authentic truth. So that's really where the biggest shift happened, if that makes sense. Yeah. And from there, it's just been layer after layer after layer of the onion. But Tantra was one of another most massive shifts.
Mm.
Coming home to self. And now that's what I teach other people how to do.
Yeah, such a huge journey.
It's been big.
Yeah.
And it's just beginning.
Exactly. So that's sort of one part of your journey, huge challenges and things there. Now with your business and say we're just after your tipping point and we're going ahead with your business side of things, what sort of challenges have you had? Has there been any that have been made you think about throwing in the towel?
Oh my God, I've just come out of the massive one where I've just had what I would call an existential crisis. I mean, I've been building my own business now for the last nearly 6 years, and I want to say I'm building my empire. I've created a movement called Goddess Embody, which is a movement to awaken other beautiful women to their own gifts and mastery through accessing both their masculine and their feminine energy and bringing those into balance, harmony, congruency, and in integrity to integrate those two energies, the masculine, which is the linear, the business mind, which I can see that's very you. You're a high C, cautious thinker. Yeah, you're really, really incredible mind. Yeah, we need to marry that with our feminine energy, which is our creativity, our juiciness, our flow, our inspiration. And when these two energies come together, that's when our business really thrives, because we are intentional but also in flow. And that's a practice for me, Leanne, because I, much like you, sorry to just throw you in there with me, but I was so in the masculine paradigm, and a lot of my clients are, and a lot of the women that come in as well, they're either stuck in the masculine paradigm, which is, yeah, they're getting shit done, but they're feeling dry and they're not really in flow, or they're so in their feminine, they have no structure or foundation to support themselves. So they're a bit flaky or airy fairy, or the way I kind of look at it is they can't organize themselves out of a paper bag, and it's really, really frustrating. So for them and others, especially if they're really juicy and creative individuals with all of this inspiration and so much to give, but they can't sort themselves out to be able to give it. So Goddess Embody is about coming home to all that you are and embracing all the gifts, all the strengths, but also acknowledging all the weaknesses too, and knowing that it's all welcome, knowing how to harness these energies. And that's been the constant practice in my business, where it's, oh God, here I go. I've gone off into the masculine again. I'm controlling. I'm in full driver. I'm not allowing, I'm not surrendering, I'm not in gratitude because I'm so trying to force shit to happen. So that's for me one of the biggest things, is the faith and the trust, and to set my intention to take the small steps necessary in the moment. What's the next most obvious thing? What's the next most obvious thing? But also stay really congruent and aware of, how do I deeply desire to feel? Not about the to-do list, not about ticking off what do I need to get done, because that's when I go into contraction, overwhelm, anxiety, apathy, inertia, all of that shit comes up. For me, it was distraction. It was my bulimia. I used to, that was my crutch for many, 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 many years. And I've put down all my crutches now, you know? So now it's about, what do I really need? What will bring me closer to how I deeply desire to feel in this moment? And if something doesn't feel good, Leanne, in business, I just say no with love. I don't do it. At what cost? You know, I'm picky with my clients. I work with the clients who are brave, the ones that are already singing my song. I don't want to convert people. I'm too busy for that, you know? I want to work with the people who are already singing the song, who want what I got, who want to put the work in to make the transformation happen for themselves. I don't want to teach them how to fish. Oh no, I don't want to give them a fish. I want to teach them how to fish. That's
I love that.
it.
Yeah, that's really powerful, isn't it? Rather than giving them something, teaching them how to do it for themselves.
Oh yeah, no, I don't want to be anyone's guru or anything like that. I'm learning as I go as well, you know, but it's about empowering ourselves and each other to step into our authentic truth, our authentic mastery, our genius zone, tapping into that stuff. That makes me so hot. It really does.
So what actually keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Have you got a big vision or something to strive for?
Yes, it's a huge vision. And if I look too far ahead of myself, I can completely freak out and again, go into apathy, inertia, distraction, all of those coping strategies, control, because it's too big. It's like I can see myself on a stage talking to thousands of people. I know lots of us out there can. You know, it's my grand vision. I want to inspire other people. I want to uplift the planet. I want to inspire the world to make the changes necessary for themselves. But you know what? It starts with baby steps. And right now it's about, what one action can I take today that's going to, one, make me feel really good? So when I say good, I'm like, I set an intention every day. Okay. So this morning, for example, and right now, because the planet's going through a massive shift right now, I don't know if you've been feeling it, but everyone's feeling it, whether we're conscious of it or not, it's bringing up a lot of vulnerability for people. And when people go into vulnerability, fear comes up. When fear comes up, coping strategies come up. So whether you're a people pleaser, whether you're a distractor, whether you go into isolating, or whether you go into controller, you might have all of them running at once. Something will be playing out right now. So for me, I'm like, okay, when this stuff comes up, what do I need? I need to ground. So I need to be grounded in myself, and no one but myself. I want to feel peaceful in myself. I want to feel clear, present, fulfilled, supported, allowing myself to receive the support that's always there. Because for me, that's new. Like I get shit done by myself. You know, I'm an island. I'm a lone wolf. And that's bullshit. Like, that's so not true. We are a tribe. We are humans. We need each other. So it's really important to stay connected. First to self, then into earth, to sky, to source, whatever you want to call it, Mother Earth, Father Sun, that's my divine masculine feminine energy coming back in, the grounding, the ether. But if I don't have these things running, going, my intention today is grounding, support, fulfilled, peace, calm, abundance, you know, all of that stuff, no matter what's happening through the day, I'm not going to feel that. It doesn't matter how much shit I achieve and tick off the to-do list. If I haven't set my intention to feel that stuff, it's almost like I could achieve everything on the to-do list and it still doesn't matter. What's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? It's that constant strive. You know, I just had to unplug the other week, literally, because I was burning out, because I was so focused on this big vision that I had completely lost perspective. I was comparing myself to every other fucker out there going, oh my God, I'm not far enough. I haven't done enough. You know, I'm not, everyone's doing so much stuff and I'm just not getting anywhere. I feel like I'm treading water and nothing's happening. And that's not true. I'm so far from where I used to be.
Mm.
And anyone feeling that right now, I invite you to close your eyes and go back 5 years ago and think about where you were then. How were you then? How did you feel? What were you doing? What were your visions and intentions then? Because, yeah, I've got big visions and big intentions, but you know what? If I can make someone's day a little bit better and I can do that feeling grounded, seated, calm, peaceful, loving in myself, fulfilled, supported, and I dropped off the planet right here, right now, you know what? I'd go happy.
Mm.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So important to be able to articulate what you want. And also to be able to do that unplugging. I found that's the two important things that have helped me along, is to be able to articulate all those things about abundance and, you know, just being there for yourself and not doing that to-do list. Because that was, as you said, I'm in a masculine, you get too much into that to-do list. So it's really important to unplug from that and just to plug into yourself. And I find sometimes you might need to just step away for whether it's a day, a week, whatever it is for you.
Oh.
It's really important.
Unplug from the grid, plug into source. I would love to offer your listeners, with your permission,
sure.
a free MP3 that I channeled. It's Take Back Your Power. It literally opens up all the energy centers in the human body. They're proven scientifically, so for those people out there with a logical mind. These are scientific energy centers. There's seven of them in the human body. Each one relates to a different area of your life. And when we can clear them up and release the cords of attachment to the past and to the future, and we can just let go of any other person, place, or thing and come back to ourself, and no one but ourself in the present moment here and now, and just be grateful and be clear and set our intention, then we really start to manifest what we desire. And what you said about it's important to know what we want and to get clear, it really is. And it's really important to write that down. If you can write it down and even speak it to another human being, it's powerful when you have it in your head, but when you write it down, it's on paper, it's tangible.
Yes.
You've got something to work with then. The universe has witnessed it. When you then speak those words to another human, once more, you've added more power to that. The ripples have gone out to the cosmos. You know, the universe is like, fuck, this person's serious. They really want that. Yeah. And then you can start putting in the action, but you're going to see that the universe is going to align more readily to meet you there. And it might not come in the way you expect it to. And that's the other thing. It's when we're being open to receive, right, means holding our hands open. Let go of your past. Release the future and be in the present, hands open now to receive what the universe is ready, willing, and able to give to you in whatever way it comes. And notice, be mindful. And we are not mindful if we are not in the present.
So what about an ignition point? Have you had a point where things have really started taking off for you?
Yeah, that happened when I left working at the Martial Arts Academy. A beautiful man, he was known as Gary Newton at the time. His name is Dane Thomas now. And Dane was a ninja at the academy, and he walked in, and my name was, I went by Pam then. Pam Ella is my name. But people call me Ella now. So he said, you know, Pam, you're being wasted here. You've got so many skills and, you know, you're not stepping into your full power. What are you doing? And that really was the rocket of desire that went, oh my God, I think I can do this. So I went off and did a sales course in Queensland. And when I was there, I stayed with a woman. Now, this was a professional course, right, of entrepreneurs who are business-minded humans. And I put my hand up and I stayed with this woman who was from Queensland. And she hit me in the face, physically hit me in the face. She was drunk and stoned at the time, but that was my Mack truck. That was the catalyst that made me come back to Melbourne and go, right, I've done so much personal development work. I understand that if something comes into my reality, I've had a part in manifesting that. I'm not a victim, right? I've invited that in. So what the fuck in me invited that in? And if there's something in me that's running that frequency, I need to sort that out. And that was the fear of my own feminine. And so that's when I started to embark on the thing that scared me the most, and that was actually confronting my sacred sexuality. And I started with a course called Dancing Eros all those years ago, and it changed my life. That was really the catalyst for me embracing then Orgasmic Hearts with Shani Marie. I became a facilitator of that work, awakening the three feminine superpowers for hundreds of women that came through those courses. That's your radiant breasts, your manifesting womb, and your golden pussy. Yeah. How cool is that?
That is so cool.
And then, and when all those three feminine superpowers are in alignment and you get a full yes from each of them, it's like that's when everything started to change, because I got introduced to Tantra. I started my own Tantra business. Then Tantra Ella was born. So that's when I started working one-on-one with beautiful men, women, and couples. And from there, Goddess Embody was born. It's really, that was the catalyst. That was a bit of a firecracker. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Get hit in the face.
That's
changes
it.
Everything.
So looking to the future, what's sort of the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to?
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Yeah.
That's the truth. It scares me the most. That's the journey for me. I'm a really good giver, but receiving is new. And I am really on an awakening path of stepping into what I call the love map. And the love map was created by my beautiful sister and colleague, Zoe Leishman. And that's how we became friends, because I met her about a year and a bit ago. and she did one of my workshops. And I've really helped her step into her power and her mastery. I lit her fire and we went for dinner afterwards and ate calamari, which is my favorite food. And I know that's a question coming. So it's calamari and I love it. And made a glass of red wine together. And she was telling me about these 30 plus present and intentional dates she'd gone on. And I was like, oh, teach me, because I'm so out of practice. And then it's been this journey of walking the love map, of really allowing my heart slowly, slowly to crack open piece by piece, to open up that portal of the feminine, because that is our primary pole. That's our, as women, as feminine beings, that's our positive pulse. If you looked at us as a battery, that's our plus. Our minus is our sex center, our base. For men, their positive is their sex center. Their negative is their heart. So we're built upside down.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hmm.
Well, how about we have a change of pace and we'll go to that speed round.
Okay, go, I'm ready.
Excellent. What's your favourite book?
My favourite book at the moment would have to be A Woman's Worth by Marianne Williamson. It's incredible.
What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
There's so many, but someone that I really love who gives incredible business wisdom and offers so much exquisite content for free is a man called Benjamin J. Harvey. I've worked really closely with him and he's just such a great business mind. And anyone out there who really wants to step into being of service consciously, but also really wants to get shit done and charge what you're worth, check him out. He's amazing.
What's a daily ritual that helps you the most?
Dancing, moving, sounding, breathing in my body, being a goddess in my body. It comes from breath, sound and movement, baby. That's tantra. Set your intention, breathe, sound and move. You're doing it.
So you've said your favorite food's calamari. Anything else?
Nah. Calamari. And veggies. Veggies.
What about country or city? Do you prefer living in the country or the city?
Both. Got to have both. Yeah, I'm 1 foot in the matrix, 1 foot firmly out. Yep.
Yeah, both. Same.
Yeah.
What about your biggest piece of advice to give others to help them make change in their life?
Yeah. Biggest piece of advice. Slow down. Be present. Stay grateful. Set your intention. It really creates your reality. And it might be minute to minute, moment to moment. Remember to breathe, sound, and move. But take full responsibility for you. The one superpower that we each of us have on this planet, and this is seriously all we have, is the power of choice. We choose how we feel. Our choices are neither good nor bad, but they do define the person we ultimately become.
That's huge, isn't it? The choices mm-hmm. we make. Yeah.
Yeah.
So last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
To have fun. I'd go back in time and say, beauty, it's okay. You are enough. You're exactly where you need to be at exactly the right time. And no rushing around and self-flagellation is going to change that. Embrace every moment as it comes. Be super duper grateful. Connect in love. It's safe to trust. To trust that you're always going to be provided for, always going to be supported, that you're worthy of loved, of being loved, and you are loving and you are lovable.
Oh, that's great advice.
Most importantly, have fucking fun. Yes. you live once. Yeah, life's too short not to have fun.
So true. So true. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time tonight, Ella. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you? And we'll end it there.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've loved it. I've just loved rapping with you. Look, if anybody wants to reach out, you can find me at www.tantraella.com, or for all the beautiful goddesses out there who really are willing, ready, and able to step into their full power, give themselves permission, and remember their self-mastery and genius. Come and join the tribe of sacred sisters through www.goddessinbody.com.
Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, I love you, Leanne. Thank you, beautiful goddess.
Thank you.
Well, there you go, Igniters. Our beautiful guest, Ella, who shares her story that has gone from one end of the pendulum to the other, who has journeyed through the challenges and addictions of life. Ella relates to so many people with her groundedness and tell it how it is approach. I love how she talks about the power in writing your intention down every day and speaking it out loud to a human. So many pieces of gold in this interview.